In Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez said yesterday that the country's largest steelmaker, Sidor, will not be allowed to make any more exports until it meets domestic needs, and it threatened to expropriate the Argentine-controlled company if it resists. Chavez initiated a nationalization drive in January to impose state control over what he called strategic companies. He has already moved to nationalize telecommunications, electricity companies, and the oil sector. We spoke to associate researcher at the Foreign Policy Center of Latin America, Thiago de Argao. He says these latest moves are eroding popular support for the government.
When we speak with people that are in Caracas and with fellow analysts in Caracas, and when we hear the temperature of how things are going on in Venezuela, we start sensing that lately the level of support of the population is decreasing. Usually when you have a government like the one Hugo Chavez has in Venezuela and the popular support starts to decrease slowly, you tend to have more populist approaches that can restore the popular support and popular confidence. So people are kind of discontent in Caracas with the situation of many promises that were made are not being fully delivered. They're not seeing the social results of the nationalization of the oil fields, for example. The nationalization of the banks is just another step that was already discussed by Hugo Chavez, even in the process of the elections last year.